From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
This is obviously a very disappointing night for the Labour Party with the result that we've got.
That was the leader of the UK's Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, discussing the trouncing that his party had just taken in elections in Great Britain against Boris Johnson's Conservative Party.
But I want to say this. In the election campaign, we put forward a manifesto of hope, a manifesto of unity, and a manifesto that would help to right the wrongs and the injustices and inequalities that exist in this country. For those who need housing, those who need an effective health service that will deliver for them, and those children that need a school that is properly funded and they're not being taught in oversized classes. And a manifesto that gave hope in dealing with the environmental crisis the world faces by investing for the future through a green industrial revolution. All of those policies were extremely popular during the election campaign and remain policies that have huge popular support all across this country. However, Brexit has so polarized and divided debate in this country, it has overridden so much of a normal political debate. And I recognize that has contributed to the result that the Labour Party has received this evening all across this country. The issues of social justice and the issues of needs of people will not go away just because Brexit is dealt with in the way in which Boris Johnson presumably plans to deal with it at the moment. All those issues will come back centre stage in the debate, and the fundamental Labour message about justice and equality within our society is going to be one that is there for all time, because it's the very core of what my party believes in and what I will always advocate on behalf of my constituency and on behalf of my party. I want to also make it clear that I will not lead the party in any future general election campaign. I will discuss with our party to ensure there is a process now of reflection on this result and on the policies that the party will take going forward. And I will lead the party during that period to ensure that discussion takes place and we move on into the future. Because I'm very proud of the trust that our 500,000 members put in me to lead this party. And I'm very proud of the way that we fought this election campaign. We did not descend into the gutter. We did not undertake personal abuse. We undertook the task of getting a message of hope and justice to every part of this country. And I'm very grateful to the Labour Party in Islington North for being very tolerant of the fact that I didn't spend as much time in this election campaign in Islington as obviously I would want to do, because I've been travelling around the whole country to ensure that Labour message is put there. But I want to say this. I will remain the MP for Islington North, and I'm proud to represent the people of Islington North, and I'm proud in Parliament and outside that we will forever continue the cause for socialism, for social justice, and for a society based on the needs of all rather than the greed of a few. That is what makes our party what it is. And I'm very proud of the achievements of our party in the development of its manifesto and its ideas. And I tell you what, those ideas and those principles are eternal and they will be there for all time. I thank the people of Islington North once again for putting their faith and trust in me. I will work, as I always have, to represent and defend the people of my constituency, because they're very special and I owe them so much and they have all taught me so much. Thank you very much.
That was British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn conceding the election in Great Britain to the Conservatives. It was an entirely different tone at the Tory campaign headquarters with party leader Boris Johnson.
Coming. Well, my friends, good morning, everybody. My friends, well, we did it. We did it. We pulled it off, didn't we? We pulled it off. We broke the deadlock. We ended the gridlock. We smashed the roadblock. And in this glorious, glorious pre-breakfast moment, before a new dawn rises on a new day and a new government, I want, first of all, to pay tribute to good colleagues who lost their seats through no fault of their own in the elections just gone by. And I, of course, want to congratulate absolutely everybody involved in securing the biggest Conservative majority since the 1980s. Which was literally, as I look around, literally before many of you were born. And with this mandate and this majority, we will at last be able to do what? Paying attention. Because this election means that getting Brexit done is now the irrefutable, irresistible, unarguable decision of the British people. And with this election, I think we've put an end to all those miserable threats of a second referendum. Yeah. And I say respectfully to our stentorian friend in the blue 12-star hat. That's it. Time to put a sock in the megaphone and give everybody some peace. But I have a message to all those who voted for us yesterday, especially those who voted for us Conservatives, One Nation Conservatives, for the first time. You may only have lent us your vote, and you may not think of yourself as a natural Tory. And as I think I said 11 years ago to the people of London, when I was elected in what was thought of as a Labour city, your hand may have quivered over the ballot paper as before you put your cross in the Conservative box. And you may intend to return to Labour next time round. And if that is the case, I am humbled that you have put your trust in me and that you have put your trust in us. And I and we will never take your support for granted. And I will make it my mission to work night and day, flat out, to prove you right in voting for me this time and to earn your support in the future. And I say to you that in this election, your voice has been heard, and about time too. Because we politicians have squandered the last 3 years, 3.5 years, in squabbles about Brexit. We've even been arguing and about the tone of our arguments. I will put an end to all that nonsense, and we will get Brexit done on time by the 31st of January. No ifs, no buts, no maybes. Leaving the European Union as one united kingdom, taking back control of our laws, borders, money, our trade, immigration system, delivering on the democratic mandate of the people, and at the same time, this One Nation Conservative government will massively increase our investment in the NHS, the health service that represents the very best of our country, with this single beautiful idea that whoever we are, rich, poor, young, old, the NHS is there for us when we are sick. And every day that service performs miracles. And that is why the NHS is this One Nation Conservative government's top priority. And so we will deliver 50,000 more nurses and 50 million more GP surgery appointments. And how many new hospitals?
40.
Correct. And we will deliver long-term NHS budget enshrined in law, 650 million extra every week, Health Secretary. and all the other priorities that you, the people of this country, voted for. Record spending on schools, an Australian-style points-based immigration system, more police, how many?
20,000.
Colossal new investments in infrastructure, in science, using our incredible technological advantages to make this country the cleanest, greenest on earth, with the most far-reaching environmental program. And you, the people of this country, voted to be carbon neutral in this election. You voted to be carbon neutral by 2050, and we'll do it. You also voted to be Corbyn neutral by Christmas, by the way, and we'll do that too. You voted for all these things, and it is now this government, this people's government, it's our solemn duty to deliver on each and every one of those commitments, and it is a great and heavy responsibility, a sacred trust for me, for every newly elected Conservative MP, for everyone in this room and everyone in this party. And I repeat that in winning this election, we have won votes and the trust of people who have never voted Conservative before, and people who have always voted for other parties. Those people want change. We cannot, must not let them down. And in delivering change, we must change too. We must recognise the incredible reality that we now speak as a one nation Conservative Party, literally for everyone from Woking to Workington, from Kensington, I'm proud to say, to Clwyd South, from Surrey Heath to Sedgefield, from Wimbledon to Wolverhampton. And as the nation hands us this historic mandate, we must rise to the challenge and to the level of expectations. And Parliament must change so that we in Parliament are working for you, the British people. And that is what we will now do, isn't it? Yeah. That is what we will now do. Let's go out and get on with it. Let's unite this country. Let's spread opportunity to every corner of the UK with superb education, superb infrastructure and technology. Let's get Brexit done. But first, my friends, let's get breakfast done too. Thank you all. Thank you all very much for coming. Thank you all very much.
British Conservative Party leader Boris Johnson, after learning that his party won an absolute majority in Parliament in Thursday's elections. On Thursday, President Trump hosted a summit at the White House on childcare and paid leave, supporting America's working families. He was introduced by his daughter Ivanka and discussed in some considerable detail a variety of programs that are working to increase employment in the U.S.
I had a very busy time and a very busy day, and my daughter said, "You will be here." So that was the end of that busy day, right? When a daughter says you have to be here, but she's done such an incredible job. So I want to thank Ivanka, and from the very beginning, it's true. From the very beginning, it's been an extraordinary, she has been so extraordinary in terms of her advocacy for America's working families. 14 million people she's gotten jobs for, where she'd go into Walmart, she'd go into our great companies and say, they really want help. They really want you to teach them, because the government can't teach like the companies can teach. And companies would take 500,000 people, 1 million people. And her goal when she started it 2 years ago was 500,000 jobs. She's done over 14 million, so that's really something. And that's on top of everything else, including what we're here for today. I want to express my gratitude to each and every one of you for being here, and to the White House Summit on Child Care and Paid Family Leave, a subject that's a very big subject nowadays. We're pleased to be joined by Secretary Alex Azar. Alex, thank you very much. And thanks as well to Governor Phil Bryant, my friend for a long time. And we have, thank you, Phil. And we really, we have developed a fantastic relationship over the years, and it's been incredible. And what a job he does. And I don't know, I have a feeling he's leaving office not because he had to. He was leading everybody in the polls in that great state where we just had a tremendous victory in Mississippi, but he was leading by a lot. I say, Phil, why don't you run again? No, I think we're going to take it a little easy. See, he has a lot of confidence in himself. Non-confident people would say, I got to run. But Phil, you've done a fantastic job, and we appreciate it. And Mayor Betsy Price, Mayor, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you. We're also grateful to be and have with us members of Congress from both sides of the aisle, and many of them participated today. I saw a list of a who's who in Congress, and we appreciate it very much. Many of them have spoken. We're here today to support the heroic calling for working moms and dads to really help them. We're going to help them. We're going to help them a lot. American families are the heart, soul, and backbone of our nation. Strong and loving families build up our neighborhoods, sustain our communities, invigorate our cities, pass down our values, and make a brighter future for every citizen. In the Trump economy, which is setting records every day, in fact, the stock market's up very substantially today, as some of you may know. And when it goes up, I think of 401ks. I used to think about stock. Now I think about 401ks and I think about jobs. But it's up tremendously today. In the Trump economy, American families are thriving like never before. Just last week, we announced that we smashed expectations and created 266,000 jobs in November. A number that was unthinkable a day before. A day before, they were guessing, would it be 80? Would it be 90? Would it be 160? Somebody said, an optimist. And this was 266,000. Plus, you can add from the previous months because we're adding some of the jobs they miscalculated on our side as opposed to the opposite side, the positive way. So 266, almost 300,000 jobs in November, which is an incredible number. 7 million jobs have been added since Election Day. And I have to say, other nations are not doing well. Other parts of the world are not doing well at all. You look at Europe, you look at Asia, look at a lot of different places. We won't talk about China because we're working a deal with China. But I wouldn't say up until now they've loved me. Unemployment is a 50-year low, and the African-American, Hispanic-American, and Asian-American unemployment rates have all reached their lowest levels ever recorded. So the lowest level ever recorded in the history of our country. The lowest in 71 years, but soon will be historic also. I have to apologize for the 71 years. That's probably my worst statistic, best in 71 years. I say, can you imagine? Normally that would have been a great statistic for us, Phil, but nowadays we're a little spoiled, right? But we've lifted nearly 1.4 million American children out of poverty. And this year, 40 million American families will benefit from the Republican Child Tax Credit, each receiving an average of over $2,200. That's something. Let's put the word Republican again. Let's emphasize it, because I notice every time we do something, the Democrats try and say, we really did it. You know, we did. They didn't do it. But we'll be very nice. We want to be bipartisan. In everything we do, we're putting the American families first, and frankly, we're putting America first. But American families are coming first. With more women working today than ever before, we now have a historic opportunity to enact long overdue reforms. It's time to pass paid family leave and expand access to quality. So we're going to have really an expanded access to quality, affordable child care in addition for all American parents. And that's something that could take a long time before it ever got done, but we're going to get it done, and we're working with a lot of tremendous people, many of whom are in the room, and I want to thank you for that. An estimated 1 out of every 4 American moms returns to work within 2 weeks of giving birth because they cannot afford to miss a paycheck or risk losing their job. We want every mother to have the chance to spend those precious few weeks with her newborn or adopted child. And I understand statistically, it's so much better for the baby and growing up, even in later years. I can imagine that. And Martha, I want to thank you for being here. I just see you. Martha McSally, everybody. Senator. Would you please stand up? All of you. It's so good. Done a fantastic job. Thank you. That's why it's my state, and in my State of the Union address, I called for Congress to pass paid family leave into law, and it was very well received, I have to say. 1 week ago, we were thrilled that members of Congress introduced bipartisan, really a very strong bipartisan legislation, paid family leave legislation, and that's what it's called. We did criminal justice reform, and we called it by a slightly different name, and a lot of people don't know that it's criminal justice reform. I said, change the name. But somebody put it with a name. It's First Step Act, which is good, but it's criminal justice reform. And in this case, we're going to just go with a very perfect name, paid family leave legislation. Jackie, is that good? Yes? I think Jackie will do it for you, okay? There's something about using a name that sort of, you don't have to think too much, right? This week, my administration reached a historic deal with Congress. The federal government will now give 12 weeks of paid family leave to all federal employees, something that nobody expects. And as a candidate for president, I pledge to advance paid family leave. With this important step, we are delivering, and we're really delivering like nobody's, I think, ever delivered before. If you look back, certainly within the first 3 years of a presidency, and we're still short of the third year, we're getting close. Hard to believe we're getting close. January 20th, we'll be there. But in less than 3 years, we've done things, and I always say that I fulfilled more promises than I made, which is the first for a politician. Administration is also focused on expanding access to high-quality, affordable child care. Last year, I was proud to sign into law the largest ever increase in child care development block grants to states. The states understand that very well. A lot of governors. A lot of governors come up to me and thank you for that. In more than 60% of American homes, both parents work. Yet many struggle to afford child care, which often costs more than $10,000 per year. And it's devastating to families, frankly, devastating. Here with us today is Sayorn Mama, who has benefited from child care assistance and is now earning her degree in early childhood education while raising her two young, beautiful children. Sayorn, would you come up, please, and say a few words? Sayorn.
Thank you, Mr. President. Last year, I started working at the Galilee Space Center in Kansas City as an assistant teacher. At the same time, I began taking classes to earn a credential in early childhood education. Before I started my job, my husband and I were able to put our youngest daughter into daycare with the help of child care subsidy. If we didn't have the support, we wouldn't have been able to afford daycare, and I wouldn't have been able to work and go to school to become a teacher. Now, both of my daughters are going to preschool in the same building where I work. It's very convenient for my family, and I am so close that I was able to check on my daughters during the day she got sick. So thank you, President.
Well, thank you, sir.
For everything that you're doing to support things like mine.
Thank you very much. Announced earlier this morning, the White House released our principles for child care reform. Our goal is simple. We want to expand child care options and reduce unnecessary regulations so that parents can choose the best care for their children, including, and very importantly, in-home and faith-based care. With us today is Bethany Brittany Haysman, a single mother who runs her own child care center in Fruita, Colorado. And Brittany, if you could, please come up and say a few words, please. Thank you.
Wow, what an honor it is to be here today. Thank you so much. And you, Ivanka Trump, thank you so much for all you do. It's truly a blessing. About 11 years ago, I was put in a tough position. My husband passed away in a car accident. I was a now single mom of soon to be three children. I had to provide for them all by myself. And childcare for three, all under the age of three, and my oldest with autistic tendencies, was not an option. I was going to school for criminal justice at this time and could no longer have that as my dream. For my three children, only had one parent. I opened up a childcare in 2010 out of my home. Now, I own a large home site. I signed on with Early Learning Ventures. In 2015, now I am an executive director to my very own center. Being in the childcare business, I know all the struggles. There are some major challenges. The cost of childcare for our families. Background checks and those timelines are very challenging. Hiring staff based on credentials, not growing teachers that fit the right reasons with what's best for the children and their age groups. And the cost of qualified teachers. That being said, my dreams for them, children, have just begun. It takes a county and a state and a country to be the best. Thank you, President Trump, for making it a priority to help our families get access to quality care. Yes. On behalf of Little Imaginations, we would like to invite Ivanka Trump, Donald Trump, if you guys ever get in Colorado, come see our site. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And we'll be in Colorado a lot, actually. We have a great senator in Colorado. We have to get him extended. I'll be there a lot. So we know that every American parent like Brittany wants the best for their child, and every American family strengthens and uplifts our country. That's why on issues like child care, to paid family leave, to school choice, my administration is putting control back into the hands of parents where it belongs. With this initiative, we have a chance to give all moms and dads the resources and support they need to succeed, thrive, flourish, prosper, and help their sons and daughters reach their amazing God-given potential. It's what's happening. It's what's happening with our country as a whole. As Americans, we know the single most important investment we can ever make is in our nation's children. I want to again thank everybody for being here, and thank you all to the people that work so hard. I mean, I know how hard and tirelessly you fight for the American family constantly. I want to thank my daughter who's every minute of every day is working on something that's good. In this case right now, that's what we're doing, but she's got other things in mind also. It's incredible what she's able to get done. And I have to give her a very special thank you. It's very special. God bless everybody in the room. Thank you very much for the incredible work. You work so hard, so tirelessly, but the rewards are there. With this administration, you get the rewards. With other administrations, it just never worked. But we get it done. They may like me, they may not, but we get it done. Okay, thank you all.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.